And a good morning. It's sports time here on KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. The volleyball state tournament began at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul last night. Let's start with Class 3A quarterfinals. Grand Rapids defeats Monticello 3-1. Casson Manorville moving on to the semifinals. They beat Sauk Rapids Rice 3-1. Marshall over St. Paul Highland Park 3-0. And New Prague gets Mississauga Lakes 3-1. In Class 4A quarterfinals, East Ridge over Bloomington Jefferson 3-1. Eden Prairie defeats Forest Lake 3-2. Rogers over Lakeville North 3-1. And Wayzata gets by Roseville 3-0. Class AA and A will have their quarterfinals at the X today. In prep sports going on tonight in girls hockey, Elbert Lee is going to kick off their season at home against Fairmont at City Arena. Now the game was originally scheduled for Tuesday, a couple of days ago, but moved to tonight. So 7:15 faceoff at City Arena. Elbert Lee against Fairmont. Kevin Fiala had a goal and two assists last night. The Minnesota Wild beat the Arizona Coyotes 5-2. That was their fourth straight win. The game you heard on Kate last night, Andrew Wiggins dominated his former Timberwolves teammates with a season-high 35 points. Golden State beats Minnesota 123-110. Anthony Edwards scored a career-high 48 points for Minnesota. He hit 7 three-pointers in the Timberwolves' sixth straight loss. Now, going back to the Minnesota Wild, we should mention they're back in action against Las Vegas tonight against the Golden Knights. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate. Pre-game at 8:45, face-off at 9. Minnesota Vikings running back Delvin Cook maintains he was the victim in a fight last year with a former girlfriend suing him for personal injury. The NFL says the civil lawsuit will be reviewed under the league's personal conduct policy. Cook will continue to practice and play with the team. Cook's attorney, David Valentini, says his client had the right to defend himself. The Minnesota Vikings have been operating this week under the NFL's intensive virus protocols. Five players remain on the COVID-19 reserve list. One had to be hospitalized with breathing trouble. He was stable after initially being admitted to the emergency room. Now, reports say that player is backup guard Dakota Dozier. Dozier is vaccinated. He had to sit out the game at Baltimore along with safety Harrison Smith and center Garrett Bradbury. NBA scores from last night. Kevin Durant scored 30 points. James Harden had his 59th career triple-double. Brooklyn beat Orlando 123-90. Denver Nuggets, they hung on to beat the Indiana Pacers last night 101-98. Malik Monk scored 5 of his season-high 27 points in overtime as the Lakers over the Heat 120-117. The Milwaukee Bucks, they blew a 24-point lead before eventually beating the New York Knicks 112-100. Phoenix Suns won their 6th game in a row. They beat Portland last night 119-109. Charlotte Hornets, they snap a 5-game losing streak. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies 118-108. Jason Tatum had 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Boston Celtics, they beat Toronto 104-88. San Antonio, they rolled past Sacramento 136-117. Zach LaVine scored 23 points. Lonzo Ball made 7 of Chicago's 15 three-pointers as the Bulls beat the Dallas Mavericks 117-107. Washington, the Wizards scored the final 5 points of the game as they beat Cleveland 97-94. Jeremy Grant scored a season-high 35 points. Detroit over Houston 112-104. In Oklahoma City, the Thunder, they beat New Orleans 108-100. NHL last night, William Nylander scored twice. Jack Campbell snapped 36 shots for his second shutout of the season. Toronto, they beat Philadelphia 3-0. Nashville over the Dallas Stars 4-2. And also in this chunk of sports, Carolina Panthers coach Matt Rhule says quarterback Sam Darnold will miss at least 4 weeks with a right shoulder injury. Now, Darnold, who is 4-5 as a team starter, suffered an incomplete fracture of the shoulder blade and will go on injured reserve. Now, Rhule said P.J. Walker will start for the Panthers on Sunday against the NFC-leading Arizona Cardinals. And one other note from a Major League Baseball, Chicago's Liam Hendricks earned his second straight Mariano Rivera Award as the American League Reliever of the Year, and Milwaukee's Josh Hader won his third Trevor Hoffman Award as the National League Reliever of the Year. Now, Hendricks had an 8-3 record and 38 saves and 44 chances with a 2.54 ERA, 113 strikeouts in 71 innings during his first season with the the White Sox. Hader was 4-2 with a career best 1.23 ERA, 34 saves and 35 chances. He also won the award back in 2018 and 2019. And that's a check of sports. Again, coming up tonight, Minnesota Wild hockey, the Wild at the Las Vegas Golden Knights, coming off that win against Phoenix last night. 8:45 your pregame, drop of the puck right around 9 o'clock. And that's check of sports from the American Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports. I'm Aaron Worm.